Adventure Box presents My New Friend Puddles, a story by Linda Brisson, illustrated by Olivier Pelletier. Chapter 1. A Shadow in the Garden. It was the holidays. I was spending a week at Grandma's as Mum and Dad were working. One night the weather turned really bad. The room where I slept was right under the roof, so I could hear the rain hammering on the dormer window and the wind whistling through the trees. It felt scary. Suddenly, I saw a flash through the blind. It was lightning. Sure enough, a few seconds later, the thunder rumbled in the sky. I didn't like storms, but I liked watching lightning. I thought it was beautiful. So I got out of bed and pulled the blind up a little. It was raining really hard. I could see the shadows of trees that were being blown around by the wind. Another flash of lightning streaked across the sky. I jumped and cried out in admiration. There was another flash straight after, and suddenly I spotted a shape running across my grandmother's garden. It made me feel anxious. What was it? Then I heard barking from the garden. What was a dog doing there? Its barking turned into a whine. Maybe it was hurt? I loved dogs. I had asked my parents if we could adopt one, but they always said no. If the one in the garden was in trouble, I wanted to try to help it. I opened the door to my bedroom. It was dark out in the corridor, but I could see a light downstairs, so I went down. I found Grandma in the sitting room, standing by the window. She said to me, "Not easy to get to sleep this evening, is it, Leo?" The dog was outside watching us. Its fur was black and white. It reminded me of those sheepdogs that rounded up herds of sheep. It was soaked but did not seem to be injured, although it looked a little thin. It was wearing a collar and the lead was trailing on the ground. I asked Grandma, "Do you know that dog?" "No," she replied. "It must be lost." The dog whimpered. I said to Grandma, "Maybe it is hungry." My grandmother was not convinced, so I said, "I could give it the rest of the sausage and cabbage that I didn't finish at supper." Grandma put her hand on her hip and said with a smile, "Yes, convenient for you." Then she added, "I'll go and see what I can find." A few minutes later, Grandma came back with a plateful of leftovers from the fridge. She put it outside the glass door. The dog gobbled up everything on the plate. I wondered where it had come from. Its master was probably waiting for it to return. I would have to investigate. Grandma interrupted my train of thought and said, "Come on, it's late now. Time for bed, Leo." Chapter 2. Dog Rescue. The next morning, the dog was still there. I let it sniff me first, then I stroked it gently. It looked at me with its big dark eyes and put its paw up on my arm as if to say, "Don't stop." As I watched it, I noticed something. "That's odd. It has a lead, but no disc showing who it belongs to." I thought for a moment, and suddenly I had an idea. "Grandma, when Mum and Dad and I come to your house in the car, we pass by an animal rescue centre." My grandma's face lit up. "You are right. There is one a few kilometres away. Maybe the dog is from there." So we looked on the internet on my grandma's phone. She let me search for the number of the rescue centre. I found it. It was called the Dog Rescue Centre. The phone rang and a woman answered. "Good morning, the dog sanctuary. How can I help you?" I explained the situation. Almost immediately the woman said, "Is it a black and white dog?" "It must be Puddles. He ran away from here yesterday.
Puddles?
I looked outside. He was lifting his leg and doing a wee on some flowers. Maybe that was where he got his name. Luckily, Grandma did not see. We arranged to take Puddles back to the rescue centre that afternoon. When I hung up, I was happy because I had solved the mystery. But then I began to think about Puddles. If he came from the rescue centre, it meant he had no family. Had he been abandoned? We set off in the car after lunch. We soon spotted a building with an outside space surrounded by a wire fence. We had arrived. Grandma parked the car. Puddles whined in the back seat. Some dogs began barking. I let Puddles out of the car. He stayed close to me. A woman came to greet us and introduced herself. "Hello, I'm Gloria." She smiled at us. She seemed very kind. She stroked Puddles and said to him, "So, my friend, how are you? We were worried about you." Puddles let her stroke him and then hid behind me. I asked Gloria, "Was Puddles abandoned?" She replied, "Yes, his master brought him to us around 2 weeks ago. He could not keep the dog because he was going to live abroad." "I felt sad for Puddles," Gloria said. "He found the separation very difficult. He hardly ate anything." I said, "Well, he ate a good meal at Grandma's." I asked another question. "And what will happen to him now?" Gloria told me, "We're going to try and find him a new family." Chapter 3. New Friends. We took Puddles back to his crate, and on the way Gloria showed us around the dog rescue centre. There were dogs of all breeds and ages. She explained that the dogs did not spend the whole day locked up. They came out every day to go and play in the enclosure. They even went out on walks with the volunteers who came to help at the centre. It was during a walk that Puddles had escaped. I stroked Puddles one last time. He licked my hand and went into his crate. I would have really liked to stay with him a little longer, until he found a new owner. I walked away from Puddles, feeling sad. A little girl and a man had just arrived. The girl was about my age and was holding two leads. Gloria called, "Hi, Chloe, have you come to give us a hand?" Chloe replied enthusiastically, "Yes, Dad and I could take Oslo and Praline for a walk in the forest." Her dad added, "It is our favourite holiday activity." "Great, see you later," said Gloria. Chloe and her father walked towards another crate further away. I realised that they were volunteers, as Gloria had explained earlier. Then I had an idea. I said, "Grandma, could I come to the dog rescue centre too over the next few days? I would like to help, like Chloe and her dad, and that way I could see Puddles again." My grandmother thought for a moment and replied, "If you would like to, why not?" I was thinking that with a bit of luck, Puddles would find a new family before the end of the holidays, and I would go home feeling less worried. The next day, Grandma took me to the rescue centre. I helped Gloria give the dogs their food. Then I played with Puddles. I threw a ball and he caught it. He loved that game. I met Chloe again and we got on really well. She suggested I go with her and her father to walk the dogs in the forest behind the rescue centre. Over the next few days, we took Puddles, Praline and Oslo for several walks. I loved Puddles. Sometimes I imagined that he was my dog. I was beginning to understand what it meant to have an animal and to take care of it day after day. Chapter 4. Jealous. It was my last day at the rescue centre. Mum and Dad were coming to pick me up the following day. Puddles had still not found a family. When we got back from our walk, we saw Gloria speaking to a couple and a young boy. When Gloria saw us, she waved me over. I handed her Puddle's lead, and she introduced him to the family. He is a very energetic dog. I think he would fit in well with your lifestyle. I suddenly realized that those people wanted to adopt Puddles. I should have been happy for him, but strangely, it made me feel sad. I watched the boy patting my dog. Puddles put his paw up on the boy's arm, just as he had done with me on the first day. That made me feel really jealous. I did not want to watch Puddles leave with the boy and his parents, so I turned away sadly. Chloe was still with Praline. I grabbed the lead from her and said, "I think Praline needs another walk. I'll go back through the forest with her." Chloe was surprised. She called out, "But you shouldn't go on your own." I shrugged my shoulders and replied, "It's okay. I know the way." I led Praline towards the forest. I walked fast, holding back my tears. I pulled a little on Praline's lead whenever she stopped to sniff. Suddenly, a hare ran across the path in front of us. Praline yapped and ran after it. The lead slipped out of my hands. The dog ran into the undergrowth. I called out, "Here, Praline!" But it was no good. She didn't come back. What was I to do? I could not go back without her. I had to find her. I wandered off the path looking for her. "Praline!" I called Praline for a long time, but she did not reappear. I glanced up at the sky. I could see some big dark clouds. I had left the rescue centre a while before, and Grandma would be waiting for me there. So I turned to go back. Chapter 5. Reunion. A few minutes later, I still had not found the right path. I looked all around me, but didn't recognise anything. I began to worry. I thought I was lost. To make matters worse, I could feel raindrops. A few seconds later, it was pouring. I had a lump in my throat and I began to cry. I had been walking through the forest for a long time. I felt cold and tired. Suddenly, I heard barking. I shouted, "Praline!" The barking was coming closer. And then I spotted a black and white figure rushing in my direction. It was Puddles. Puddles had found me. I ran towards him and shouted happily, "Puddles!" He jumped up and licked my face. I was so pleased to see him that I laughed. I noticed his lead trailing on the ground. I said to him, "Are you all alone? Is nobody with you?" Puddles barked once. Then he turned to go. I had a feeling he wanted me to follow him. He probably had a better sense of smell than me and would find the way. After a while, I noticed some houses beyond the trees. I felt hopeful, so I ran faster and realized in amazement that it was Grandma's house. I couldn't believe I'd gone so far. Puddles began to bark. As we walked up to the door, it opened wide. There was Grandma. She said, "Here you are at last, Leo." I ran to her and we hugged. Grandma said, "I was so worried. Why did you go into the forest on your own?" She didn't give me time to reply. She just led me inside, into the warm. Puddles followed us into the house. Grandma immediately called the rescue centre to tell them I was back. She suggested to Gloria that we keep the dog overnight. Then she helped me take off my wet clothes. Puddles pricked up his ears and watched everything that was happening. It seemed like he was waiting for me to be dry before he could rest. When I had put on some dry clothes, I said to my grandmother, "I lost Praline in the forest." My grandmother smiled at me.
Don't worry about her. She found her way back to the rescue centre. It was when we saw her arriving back alone that we became worried about you. We were going to call the police, you know.
I said sheepishly, I'm so sorry. Then suddenly I began to cry.
Chapter 6. A Family for Puddles.
Grandma cuddled me while I cried. Puddles came close too. I apologised again and explained that I had wanted the dog to find a new home, but as the days went by, I had become attached to him. And when that family arrived to adopt him, I felt jealous and sad. I glanced at Puddles, who was looking at me, and said, "Luckily, he found me in the forest. I was completely lost."
Grandma said, "Gloria told me that soon after you left with Praline, Puddles became agitated and began to bark for no reason. In the end, he got away from Gloria and rushed off into the forest."
Grandma added with a little smile,
"Maybe he sensed that his friend was in danger."
I stroked Puddles affectionately to thank him for coming to my rescue. My parents arrived the next day. Grandma had already told them about my adventure on the phone. When they arrived, they gave me a bit of a telling off, but also loads of hugs and kisses. They met Puddles and thought he was really sweet. I told them about everything I had learnt that week at the rescue centre. Then we all got in the car and drove there. When we arrived, Mum and Dad suggested I go and play with Puddles while they talked to Gloria. I thought they wanted to thank her for raising the alarm when Praline came back without me. Without meaning to, I heard some of what they were saying. It sounded like they were asking questions about Puddles. Then at last, Dad called me over. My parents were both looking very serious. Maybe they had decided to punish me after my adventures the day before.
Dad said, "We know you have wanted a dog for a long time, but we felt you were a bit too young to look after one."
Mum went on, "But now you seem to know what it means to care for an animal. And we can see that you have become attached to Puddles, so..." My eyes opened wide and my heart was beating fast. I stammered, "We're going to..." Then all together we said,
"Adopt Puddles!"
Yahoo! I jumped for joy. Puddles copied me and leaped around, barking. Maybe he understood that he had found a new family. I was so happy. My dog and I would never be parted again. The end.